The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 13th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Nanishkutairuditai brahmavadivi तथा विशुद्धतये भगवान अमृतादि जथा हरे नाम पदै रुदाहितै तत् उत्तम श्लोक गुणोपलम्बकम्
दि विष्णु दूत दे आर इंस्ट्रक्टिंग दि जमन दूत नाउ दे आर ऑथराइज्ड पर्सन This Vishnuduta, they are authorized persons. They are not ordinary persons. They are coming from Vaikuntha. Just like Narada Muni comes from higher planetary system, Vaikuntha Loka. He is called Devarishi. He travels all over the universes, material and spiritual. He has got special concessions. Sometimes, bachcha kota, sometimes we have got information, the yogis, they can also travel, not only within this material universe, but in the spiritual. The instance of, Dudbhasamani, when he committed offense at the feet of Maharaj Ammurish. Maharaj Ammurish was a grihastha, a kshatriya, and king. He had to rule over the kingdom. But because he was devotee, he was very respectful. So Durvasa Muni, he was a great yogi. He became very much envious of this king, Ambarish Maharaj. That he is ordinary grihastha dealing with politics and I am a great yogi. Known all over the universe, and he is more respected than me. So he wanted to punish him, to show him his yogic power. Sometimes the yogis, they get some power and they misuse it for personal sense gratification. That is the pitfall of yogic perfection. When one gets little power, he misuses it and thereby falls down. So this Durvasa Muni also, what to speak of other paltry yogis, even Durvasa Muni, he became envious. So one day he came to Ambarish Maharaj on the Dadashi day with 60,000 disciples. And ordered the Maharaj, Maharaj, today we have come to take a prasadam in your palace. Please arrange for this. So, that was Dadashi day. You know, on the Dadashi day, there is a regulatory principle that in the morning, at about 9 o'clock, one has to take something, prasada, to break the house, breakfast. So, this Durvasa Muni, along with disciples, they went to the river Ganges to take bath. But they were willfully not coming back. So, Ambarish Maharaj asked the priest that Dubbhasamuni is my guest. I cannot take anything without offering him. So what shall I do? Now I have to observe the Dadashi breakfast. So the Brahmin priest ordered him that, Maharaj, you can take little charanamta, the water. So according to Shastra, drinking little water is not breaking fast. So it will be not taken with. So with the advice of the Brahmin, formerly the kings, they were guided by the instruction of the Brahmins and great saintly persons. They were not doing anything whimsical. That is not bad. So, with the instruction of the Brahmins, he took little charanamrita. And Dubbhasamuni, when he was a great yogi, he could immediately understand. Then he came back and became very angry. Idea was to punish him somehow or other. Give the dog bad name and hang it. This was his policy. So he was to give some bad name. So he became angry that I am your guest and you have already taken, broken your Ekadashi fasting, so I shall teach you. So he immediately ordered. He plucked one here and a great demon came. So Dubbhasamuni made his caricature of yogic power, and Amrish Maharaj was a devotee. He did not know anything such magic. He was pure devotee, that's all. So he could simply stand, all right. I am faulty, you can punish me. So the great demon was coming to kill him, and the devotee has no other way than to remember Krishna. So immediately Krishna Sudarshan Chakra came to protect him, and the Sudarshan Chakra immediately killed the demon. Then the Sudarshan Chakra attacked Dubbhasamuni. So Dubbhasamuni began to flee. He went upper planetary system to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and this way he wanted protection, but nobody could give protection. They said, no, we cannot give you protection. Lord Vishnu is angry upon you. It is not possible to give you protection. So he then went to Lord Vishnu also in the Vaikuntha Loka. Let's see how much powerful he is, that he could go through the whole universe, then enter into the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, and he could see personally a Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu also denied protection. No, I cannot give you protection. You are Vaishnava Aparadhi. You have offended to the Vaishnava Maharaj and Murish. You can be protected only if you go and fall down at his feet, and if he excuses, then my Sudarshan Chakra will not disturb. So, this incident, this Dubbhasamuni penetrated through the universe, went to the Vaikuntha Loka, personally saw Vishnu, still he was not protected, and this time took about 1 year. So yogic power, my point was how yogis are powerful, that they can go through the space very swiftly. The modern scientists, they say that to go to the topmost planet within this universe, it will take 40,000 of years. That is a calculation. But this yogi, Amrish, Dubbhasamuni, could go through the universe, not only universe, other Vaikuntha, also within 1 year. This is called yogic power. But still, he is not as powerful as the devotee. He had to come back and fall down at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. And when Ambarish Maharaj excused him, he was a Brahmin yogi. As soon as he fell down at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj, he said, "You are Vibhashamani, you are so great, powerful, don't put me into this difficulty. What do you want? Now you excuse me. Excuse, if I have got any resultant absence of my past, I say, take everything. Take everything. You be said, this is Vaishnava. And this is our Vaishnava. Therefore, Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. If one may have all the good qualities, but if he is not a devotee of the Lord, yes, his good qualities have no value. Harāva bhaktasya kuto mahaguna. Manorathena asato dhāvato vahi. They are simply carried away by the mental concoction. This is their qualification. So karmi, jnani, yogi, they are all restless. Because they are carried away by the wings of mind. And a bhakta is fixed on bhajate ma ananna bhava sadhuriva samantrakya mahatmanastumam prartha daili prakriti vasi vajanti ananna manusha. This is devotee. They do not like to show any power. Power is already there, just see. This Ambarish Maharaj was not a yogi. He did not know. He was simply surrendered, simply fully surrendered to Krishna. That's all. But he defeated this yogi. The yogi came and fell down at his feet. So the devotee does not require to acquire any yogic power or any jnana siddhi or this siddhi. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bhukti-mukti-siddhi-kami sakali asanta krishna-bhakta-niskam-atayev-santa. People are after shanti, peacefulness. So, it is declared that nobody can get shanti, peacefulness, unless he is unalloyed devotee of Krishna. Anna-vilasita-sunyam jnana-karma-dhanamritam anukullina-krishna-anusilinam bhakti-uttamam. This is what. If you have got a pinch of anna-vilas, then he cannot become a pure devotee. That is not possible. Then Krishna will give you chance to fulfill your anna-vilas, not Krishna bhakti. He can give you even mukti, but he will not give you bhakti. This is Krishna's principle. Bhakti can be awarded to a person who is fully surrendered, one who does not know anything but Krishna. This is the way. Therefore, it is said, na niskritai ruditai brahmavadibhi satha visuddhati aghavan vratadibhi. In this shastras, there are different varieties of ritualistic ceremony, vratas, to counteract our sinful activities within this material world. The material world is so situated that if you do not want to become a sinful man, unless you are devotee, you will be forced to commit sinful activities. You will be forced. It's like you are very good man, but when walking on the street, you are killing so many ants. We have got experience while morning work. You cannot avoid it. It is not possible. And you are responsible for killing the ant. Then, how you can save yourself from the sinful activities? Therefore, in the Shastra, it is said, padanga padanga jada vipadam. Padanga padanga jada vipadam. If you want to stay within this material world, then padanga padanga. In every state there is danger. Padanga padanga jada vipadam. Natesham. Not for them. Who? Samasita di padapallabam plavam. Mahat padam punna jasumura. One who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Murari, mean Krishna, samasita, sammakasita, sarvadharman paritta jamamekam, samma, fully, samma means samma, no reservation. Krishna, I do not know anything more. I simply surrender unto you. Now, whatever you do, accept it. If you like to kill me, kill me. If you want to give me protection, that's all. Anyway, I am surrendered. This is called full surrender. The Bhakti Marga, it is clearly said, it is, that you cannot be purified simply by performing the Vedic ritualistic ceremony. Na niskitoi ruditoi brahmavadini. Brahmavadini means, Brahma means Sabda Brahma, Vedic, injunction. So there are many brahmavadi, just like Manusanghita, Parashar, he has made Vinshati, Dharma Shastra. So they are authorized things. But still, if you follow the ritualistic ceremonies, if you make atonement according to the Vedic direction, you cannot be fully purified. Fully purified because unless you are detestful of this material existence, unless you are determined to go back to home, back to Godhead, if you want to adjust in this material world to be happy, then you have to commit sinful activities. There is no doubt. Therefore it is said, that you cannot be purified. Naniskitai ruditai brahmavadihi statha visuddhati agavan vratadhi. Agavan. Agavan means sinful. Every one of us who is in this material world is sinful. So he has to purify. So, this best purification process is devotional service. And the purification process begins annavilasitasunnam, when you have no more any material desires. Then is the purification. Sarvapadhi vininmuttam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam. Malam means sinful reaction. And nirma. If you want to become completely free from all contamination of this material world. Contamination means associating with the different modes of material nature. Satogun, rajogun, tamog. Even if you are associating with satogun, still it is contamination. What to speak of other rajogun, tamog. Those who are contaminated by rajogun and tamogun, they are fully engaged in lusty desires and greediness. Tadarajastamo bhava kamalobhaga yastu ji. Kamaloba, rajastamo, the whole world is infected with rajagun and tamagun. Therefore, they are simply absorbed in kama and loba. Lusty desires and greediness. Not that only the poor man is hankering after money. Even the richest man in this material world, he is also hankering after money. Low. I want more. Krishna is assuring that yogakshemam vaham tesham nityavi yuktana yogakshemam vaham. If one is fully surrendered, I supply him personally, I carry his personal necessities. Yogakshemam vahamiyaham. Not that I ask somebody, but I carry myself. He is giving assurance. So, why we should be hankering after other things to become happy? It is foolishness. Krishna assures, tesam nitya vijuktanam, yogakshemam vaham. So, this is the special mercy for the unalloyed devotee. So, unalloyed devotee means anna vilasita sannam sarva padhi vininmuktam. Sarva upadhi vininmuktam. Upadhi means artificially. I am the husband of this wife. I am the father of these children. I am the inhabitants of America. I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Brahmin, I am fat, I am thin, I am white, I am black, so many things. These are all upadhis. So one has to become free from this upadhi. I am not this, I am not that, I am not this. Then what you are? Gopi bhaktut pata kamalayu dasa dasanu dasa. When one becomes like that, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, Gopi. This is called Parampara system. This is our real identification, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Sarvapadhi vininmam. So if you want to be happy, you cannot become happy by your so-called endeavor, by tidbits, this I'll do and I'll be happy. This is all nonsense. You can be happy only when you fully surrender to Krishna, without any abhilash. Therefore, even the big karmis who are able to perform big costly sacrifices, karmis they do, you will find even nowadays, of course there is no jagi brahma at the present moment. Still, if you advertise that here there will be big yajna, you will get lots of money. There will be yajna. But in the Kali Yuga, there is no jagrik brahman. No yajna will be successful. Kritejat jatato makhai. Kritejat dhyayato vishnu. Tetayam jajato makhai. Makha means yajna. You cannot perform yajna now. It is not possible. Where is the ghee? Where is the grain? People are starving without food grain. How you can forward tons and tons of food grains, ghee was sacrificed. That is yoga. So this is not possible. Up to Treta Yoga it was possible. Kiteja Dhyatu Vishnu. In meditation, this is a first. There are so many foolish people, they are misled by other rascal meditation. What meditation? Meditation is so easy thing. Valmiki Muni meditated for 60,000 of years. Then he got perfection. So who will get that opportunity? It's all first. Meditation is first. Yajna, the so-called yajna is also first. Because there is no jagrik brahman. The jagrik brahman would ignite fire by mantra, not matches. Where is the jagrik brahman? So this is not possible. Krite jat dhyayato vishnu tritayang jatato makhai dapare parichajayang kalutad hariki. This is the sastric engine. You have to take this process. If you want to be perfect, then you have to take the sastra vidhi. If you don't take the sastra vidhi mutsijja bhaktate kamakarata na siddhim sabhamuti na sukham na param. If you don't accept the injunction in the sastra, especially when Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is instructing you in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the essence of all Shastra. Take that. Then you'll be happy. Otherwise not. So here it is said, the Abhavan, the sinful man, cannot be purified by simply this ritualistic ceremony, atonement, or keeping some bhav, vrata. Then how it is possible? Because everyone says, jatha harin nama, therefore it is recommended. Harin nama, harin nama, harin nama, iva kevala. Kalo nasti, iva nasti. The same thing. You will never find the injunction of the Shastra contradicted. In the Agni Purana it is said, and in the Srimad Bhagavad also the same thing. Agni Purana says, Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Harin Nama, Iva Kevalam. And here in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Jatha Harir Nama, Padhi Gudavitai. So, Uttama Sloka Gunopalam. Harin Nama means chanting of the holy name. That is simple. But when you chant Harin Nama, then you gradually understand what is Hari, what is his form, what is his quality, what is his activities. Then you can understand. Because without Harin Nama, your heart is dirt. Cheta Dharpana Marga. Unless your heart is cleansed, you cannot understand what is Hari, what is his name, what is his form, what is his quality, what are his activities. You cannot understand. Atasya Krishna Namadi na bhavet graiham indriya. Your blunt nonsense senses, if you like, you cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, people are not understanding Krishna, neither are they understanding the value of Harinam, because their senses are blunt, contaminated with these my qualities. They cannot understand. But this is the only way. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadabhangi Nibbhava. Because we have to purify, that this is the only method, chant Hare Krishna. Then you will gradually purify. Punna Savana Kirtana. Punna Savana Kirtana. Sinnatam Sakata Krishna. Punna Savana Kirtana. If you hear, if you chant about Krishna, Uttama Sloka, as it is said, that Uttama Sloka Gunopalamma. So many benefits are there. So the Hare Krishna movement is so important that everyone should take it very seriously. Sada kirtaniya sada sinadapi sunitena tarurubi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sada. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then typically it is padam padam jad vipada. In this material world there is only vipada. There is no sampad. Foolishly think that I am very nice. What is nice? You have to die next moment. What is nice? But these foolish people say, yes, I am nice. You ask anybody, how are you? Yes, very nice. What is that nice? You are going to die tomorrow. Is still nice? That's all. This is why. It is padang padang. They are making scientific researches to become happy. But these rascals, they do not know how to stop death. What is the nice? But they have no brain to understand. But Krishna said, these are the problems, my dear sir, you scientists, you are trying so many things. Janamati dharabhyadi, dukkha dosanugasa. First of all, find out what is your problem. Janamati dharabhyadi. You have to take birth, you have to die, you have to suffer from disease, you have to become old. Stop it, first of all. Then talk of scientific advancement, otherwise you are nonsense. Thank you very much.